Space, the final frontier. Space Station Ashlyn sits on the edge of Federation space with its companion ship, the USS Delamis Christian. The space around them is full of mystery and strange wonders, where secrets are kept and danger lurks around every corner. The crew of the Delamis Christian must navigate treacherous waters as they work to protect the Federation. But as they peer into the unknown, they will discover that the line between friend and foe is not always clear. They will be tested like never before, and will face challenges that will push them to their limits. Join us on this adventure as we explore the farthest reaches of space and uncover the hidden truths that lie within the shadows. Tabletop Journeys presents Star Trek: Preservations. Last time on Star Trek Preservations.
Dr. New steps into the office and waits for the door to close behind him and says that Ralik has declined the surgery and wishes to be seen by a doctor on his homeworld. He will not consent.
That's fair. Thank you, Doctor. Please make him as comfortable as you can.
Should I keep him here?
Yes, I want you monitoring that creature for any kind of neural activity, any sign that it's going to take over and develop the super strength that we have been briefed on Epsilon Protocol.
Sure.
That's why he's in the, like, duranium steel bio bed, so we can't rip it off the floor and throw it at us.
As you wish.
Thank you.
Aye, sir. He steps back out in the other room, and he's again talking with Ralik and Zixar both about what's going on. And as you minimize the false spreadsheet on your terminal, there's a response back from Pritchard that just says, "Mind the mission and do what you need to do."
Space HIPAA.
Tanari, you have scanner questions.
Yeah, and this is something I would go to the science department with.
Sure.
We've had issues in the nebula communicating out. Is this standard nebula stuff, or is it something else?
Yeah, I would happily let you some sensor simulations to go ahead and see if the... But it wouldn't be particularly difficult because the ship is under Epsilon Protocol. So This isn't so much of a computer. This isn't so much of a communication difficulty as much as a communication block.
But I want to go to Narilla and see if the science folks can see if this is something standard or if it's something like maybe specifically subspace interference.
That's what I'm saying, that there's no interference. It's Epsilon Protocol is blocking communication pathways.
But I thought we were having communications issues before Epsilon Protocol.
You're right. So you want to go ahead and go back to the logs from when you first arrived into the nebula. Like why, like you weren't able to communicate with the Tamarari on your way there. Sensors are not blocked. That's correct. And you have sensor logs from when you arrived and everything like that. Yep. That's totally fine. So you wanted to go ahead and scan the science data from when you first arrived at the at Zunian 3, and you want to see if you are dealing with any of the strange subspace signals, if I'm understanding you correctly. Leverage kind of the previous experience you guys have had with subspace interference type things to go ahead and determine if the communications issues that you were having were just from the nebula and just because of this region of space, or if there was something else that you guys had determined before. And you're looking for assistance from the science department slash Narila to go ahead and make those determinations. Let's go ahead and roll it. Why don't you give me like a 2 difficulty challenge to go ahead and do that? Narila, you can assist on behalf of the entirety of the science department. And if you'd like, the ship's computers can go ahead and work with this also. No worries there.
All right. It's probably going to be reason science.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Reason science or insight science? Is there a nominative difference between the two for you?
My reason science.
Hypothesis. Yeah, reason science is fine.
Yeah, I will spend a momentum to get a third dice.
You will spend a momentum for a third dice.
All right. And I don't believe any of my focuses apply, so 2 successes, no complications.
I like it. Okay. And Narila, would you like to assist?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make a insight science or reason science.
Yep, that's fine.
But not successful, but not complication. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. So you guys didn't regain the momentum.
Can we get a ship assist?
Yeah, that makes sense. Tobor, would you roll for the ship, please? I think probably science sensors.
All right, I got a 5.
Nice. Is that critical?
The Christian has no 5s, so.
No 5s. So you gain the 1 momentum. Did I already give it back? I think I already gave it back. I don't think I spent it. So as far as your astrometric data and everything like that shows, this looks like regular nebula interference. While when you really dig into the logs, you find some really super duper ancient traces of potentially wacky subspace interference. It's literally way too long ago to go ahead and have been affecting you in any way, like hundreds of years. Who knows how subspace works? So that's nothing that you think would have been causing the communications issues that you guys were having. Especially when you corroborate that with what the Temerary was saying. They were also having communications issues. It seems like a perfect sort of perfect storm. It's just what this planet has.
So here's where Tanari had his out there theory.
Mm-hmm.
We know the Epsilon aliens have some sort of, I could guess you'd call it symbiosis with subspace.
Sure.
Could whatever this subspace effect is in the nebula be causing the Epsilon aliens to be quiet?
So not so much the subspace, but the nebula activity itself?
You're yes.
Nebula activity? Would you like to burn a threat for additional information, basically, on your question?
Sure.
Try to extract that? So let's do that. There's nothing in the literature that suggests that the nebula activity could be causing the Epsilon aliens to go dormant. And in fact, if you start to look at some of the simulations that were drawn when you guys had all that archaeological information, there seemed to be some sort of a connection to the Epsilon aliens and nebula activity, right? There was some sort of black hole, sort of space time travel sort of thing that you witnessed when you first saw that thing. It's almost as if it's the opposite of what you're suggesting, is that maybe the nebula activity is what has caused them to be interested in this place in the first place.
Okay.
Not the other way, not what's causing them to go ahead and go dormant. The dormancy is, for lack of a better term, a new piece of information. You've only experienced people that have pinged on the Epsilon scans that had active beings. You've never seen them in a dormant state before.
That's what's been hitting the back of my head, is why are the, what's different here?
Yep. Yeah.
The other thing is it something biological in the Zunians, or is it just, is it a something they have chosen to do?
Yeah, that you don't have any way of knowing. You don't know enough about the Zunian biology or the Epsilon biology to know if there's some particular reason why this species was chosen. From what you've seen of Epsilon species before, they haven't been super, like, picky about their species previously. You've seen them in a variety of species at this point. You've seen them in Klingons. You've seen them in Romulans, going way back to the pilot. So you've seen them in a variety of species already. They don't seem to be particularly picky. They seem to be more opportunistic. So,
one of the reasons I was in a hurry to make sure to rule out the nebula is I didn't want us to have, for example, left the nebula and then suddenly this thing wake up.
Fair enough. Nope, as far as you can tell, there's no connection between Instormancy and the nebula, and there's nothing in the science that suggests a connection.
Okay. However, because we have evidence that these things don't like the cold, I do want an emergency program put in the environmental systems that'll drop the temperature of the ship.
Such a good idea.
If we get one of these things waking up.
Yep. And I have no doubt why an Andorian would go ahead and make that decision. How far do you want the temperature to drop? And actually, more specifically, so it sounds like you are trying to add a new subroutine into the Epsilon protocol. Am I?
I'm trying to add a subroutine outside the Epsilon protocol that we can control. I'm a little nervous about Epsilon because we can't seem to control it all the time.
That is a fair assessment of Epsilon and its rules.
And I think we might be able to keep control of the environmental systems because so far Epsilon has not seemed to have taken control of that yet.
Sure. I will let you roll to see if you can get the computer to do that. The computer right now, it's doing a lot. So it's going to require some fancy programming to go ahead and make that happen. I am going to spend 2 threat because the complication range on this is going to be 18 to 20.
Okay. Then I will...
And it'll be, Joe, when you had to go ahead and program to go ahead and get to get the transporters to open up to get Ocean, that was a difficulty 3 challenge, yep, okay. So it'd be a difficulty 3 challenge.
All right. Normally I'd have the engineering crew to reduce the difficulty, but I don't want to involve them in this. There's enough going on, and I think this needs to be something that's under the table.
Okay. How far under the table? Are you telling Tobor you're doing this?
Yes, I do want to tell Tobor I'm doing this. Tobor needs to know what we've got, and in a mechanical term, I would like Tobor's assistance on this.
I see where you're going with this, Lieutenant, but I would be concerned about tampering with Epsilon while it's active. Let's wait till things calm down, and then we can try and put this into place.
Okay.
Taking my threat back.
Question. What was the sequence of events that brought us here? There was a ship that was being attacked. There was a subspace weapon involved.
No, the planet of Zumia was attacked.
But there was a subspace weapon involved.
Yes. Possibly Bryzig's weapon is our operating theory right now.
Bragoff.
Sorry.
Guy. Yeah.
That could be what is disabling the creature. If this weapon, we don't know what the purpose of the weapon is, but it was used on the planet.
But this relic fellow seems to have clear memories of his entire life and has had no idea he's had this parasite in him. That's a mostly true statement, right, Josh?
That's a mostly true statement.
Okay.
That when you questioned Relic about why he may have this thing in him, he does not know.
Right. And he doesn't, his buddy is all... I've known him for years. It's, never been a thing.
Yeah, they work together. They are both skilled engineers among the Zunian people.
Commander, I know on your way... As you were coming back, you were... I'm going to spend 2 momentum. You were going to get the full download from Starfleet on everything we know about the Zunians. What'd you find out?
Interesting. The Zunian have had connections with the Federation previously, but not for some time. What was attacked and what they reported was attacked was basically life support arrays that they have erected with Federation help to shield them from the radiation within the nebula and basically allow them to support. The Zunians adapt and lived on the planet without this for, obviously, they have found since erecting this life support array around the planet that their life expectancy has increased. They're able to live with the increased radiation, but living without the increased radiation is a whole lot better. And so that's basically what was attacked was this array that encircles the planet. The Federation assisted them with this two or three generations ago, so the technology that they use is fairly old. Otherwise, the Zunians have basically kept to themselves and really not asked for any additional help. They have largely stayed, they are not a Federation planet, but they have largely stayed out of Federation politics, but they are friendly enough that they knew that a situation like this that required more firepower than they were able to muster, that the Federation was probably most likely to respond. While they are glad that they did, they're also a little bit suspicious of the Federation in general. So, and if you'd like more of information for your like specific questions, having spent two threat, you know, if there's additional information, I'll give you some additional questions to ask if you want.
So anything unique about their biology that would make them good hosts for Epsilon?
Same question that Dave asked earlier, or that Tanari asked earlier. You don't really know enough about their biology or the Epsilon biology to really make that decision. But you do know that the Epsilon species hasn't seemed particularly picky about the species that it inhabits before. You've seen it inhabit a variety of different species up to this point. There's no reason necessarily to suggest that the Zunians are a better host than any other. The one thing that Zunian 3 does have is this high radiation nebula, and there seems to be some sort of connection between how Epsilon species functions and a high radiation environment.
All right, send your staff to the conference room.
Is there anyone outside of this group that you would invite to that?
Other than...
Fabulous.
We are in a... situation. Mr. Relic, not surprising to anyone at this table, has refused the procedure to attempt to remove the Epsilon creature from his body and has requested to be returned to his homeworld so to be treated by one of their doctors. I have been reminded by Epsilon Command about our mission.
How much was Lieutenant Kem read into Epsilon Protocol? Or is all of this new to her?
As Deputy Chief of Security, she has to be aware of it.
Okay. Aware enough to know why you would be under Epsilon Protocol and what Epsilon Protocol means?
Yes. And that there is an alien species that can take over bodies.
Fair enough. Okay. I like it.
We either return to Astolin Station with our guests, or we return to... planet and see if the authorities there have more information about the Epsilon creature and can assist us in removing it and containing it.
Kem will speak up. I'm not sure that we have any authority to detain them, sir.
Authority is a relative term.
We have a potential biological contaminant. It would be irresponsible for us to return that contaminant into another society.
On the other hand, answers are back. At the planet.
There could be answers at the planet. I agree, Mr. Chinari.
We don't know why they attacked.
I believe the mother creature, for lack of a better word, said they came in peace right before Captain Picard and Commander Riker phasered it to death. But...
No, I meant the attack on this planet.
Oh, correct. Presumably it was to draw us here, for reasons unknown. Or at least that is the Tenari-approved paranoid theory I am operating under, as I smile. Despite what the commander says, we are all here. We are all aware of what is actually occurring. And yes, we would be under Epsilon Protocol. We would be removing this individual against their will and taking them to a secured Federation facility.
Are we going to be allowed to go to Astolin if we're under Epsilon Protocol?
Or wherever Epsilon Command directs us.
What if they direct us a light year off bow of the space station and destroy us, fearing that we've been compromised?
Pritchard isn't that paranoid.
You know him better than I do, sir.
There's a bit of a head tilt kind of... shrug.
Your antenna does the thing.
Yeah.
You're like, are you sure?
Yeah, I don't know.
Lieutenant, you were saying?
With due respect, if we turn in this patient, who has done nothing wrong as far as we can tell. Might that be a risk to his life?
Dr. New is not particular, it can, could not say with 100% certainty that the surgery could be done without risk, hence why we would be taking Mr. Relic and the creature together in medical stasis.
That's only half of our problem, though, sir. Sure, we have somewhat questionable grounds to hold Relic against his will under a loose interpretation of code. We have no basis to hold his companion.
True.
We can convince the companion to stay voluntarily to ensure that his friend is treated appropriately.
If we will need to return him to the planet. I agree. I'm hoping we can find answers there.
As far as the planet goes, what about Captain Grigoff? Does he get read in?
No. Again, we're sticking with the cover story of a biologic contagion that was detected by your tricorder scan. If we have to, we'll say, oh, it was because of their biology, it set off a false positive.
I mean, if you think you can sell that, sir, sure. I think we need to know why we were brought out here. Something's not making sense.
I agree. Fortunately, the only way I could see to find that out is to put the ship in further danger. With Epsilon Protocol in place, we have no ability to communicate or leave the ship or such. In fact, after this, I need to figure out how to regain partial control.
So Epsilon Protocol began when we brought them aboard?
Yes, but somewhere buried in the protocol, I'm pretty sure there is a way to confirm that the creature has been contained and returned to normal, or at least semi-normal operations.
Kem will spin to Ocean. Lieutenant Commander, how did you get aboard the Dilemmas Christian? We were under Epsilon Protocol when you arrived.
The commander managed to override it.
I convinced the protocol that bringing a already briefed command officer back on board during the procedure was a acceptable interpretation of the protocol.
So what would we need to convince the protocol of to get the dormant species off?
I don't think it will let us. I think it will let us put it back into medical stasis, which is what I was trying to do before our Romulan friend decided to play merry hell with our security systems, but one crisis at a time.
So we put it in medical stasis and then transfer it off the ship at that point?
No. Hopefully we will be able to leave the ship, conduct further investigation under the grounds of needing mission requirements to obtain as much information on the situations for the Epsilon Protocol, figure out what's going on, and resolve the situation as peacefully as possible.
Are we going to have to argue with the ship every time we try to do something as long as the Epsilon protocols are active?
Argue is an ugly word, Mr. Tanari.
Yeah.
It is designed to ensure that an incursion of the species is not able to compromise and utilize the ship.
The bings in the conference room, Dr. New to Commander Tobor.
Tap my badge. This is Tobor.
Commander, our Zunian friends are requesting to be moved to quarters. I'm running out of medical reasons to explain to them in a way that they understand that they need to be kept under medical lock and key.
We can send the one back to the quarters, but as long as that parasite is in him, he's not going anywhere.
They will let him know.
Thank you. And do let them know we're attempting to figure out a resolution to this situation.
I am spending 2 threat.
Mr. Tenari, you're thinking awfully hard over there.
I'm trying to figure out how to deal with this. I don't mind telling you, Captain, I do have problems. I understand the need behind Epsilon program, the Epsilon program and protocol. I really have a problem with having something on the ship that was designed to kill the crew.
It's not designed to kill the crew, it's designed to kill an infested crew.
Still.
I understand. It is not something that we want to particularly think of, but it is and has always been a last stand protocol. Commander, your thoughts?
None yet. I will say that what I learned on Soltac 4 confirms that Starfleet Intelligence has their hands all over this.
This being the subspace weapon?
Yes. The subspace weapon. I found out the identity of the thief. A Andorian goes by the moniker Nightshade, but he was working with an individual, as I mentioned, the Smith, who works in interrogation and the one who deals with the encryption technology. They had a fixer, but everything that is... he is currently on a freighter that is going to the Sol system now. Everybody that I've seemed to touch on this seems to have some level of contact with Starfleet Intelligence, but not the normal channels.
As fascinating as that might be, I don't think it's particularly applicable to our immediate situation here.
No.
And Lieutenant Nilan, your thoughts?
I think that we need to decide if we're going to let this patient, this person, die because of this infestation. And the way I see it is we need to either bring in a doctor who can remove the parasite, or we'll have to remove him completely.
Agreed. Let's head back to the nebula. Let's head back to the planet, and I will speak with the computer and see if I can't get us more control over comings and goings off the ship.
So, as you all are milling about the conference room table, Lieutenant Kem, I'm presuming that the security team, because it's big and there are a variety of kind of security things that go on around the ship, they're probably in fairly close communication, even if that communication is not like... It doesn't come through the loudspeakers like your normal communication, right? Let's say, for lack of a better device, she has a watch that she looks at and says, oh, there's a request for a security team to the medical bay.
Well, by all means, Lieutenant, take care of it, please.
Of course. So she heads off. You said you wanted to go ahead, and what was it that you wanted to do now? You want to try and engage with Epsilon Protocol?
Yes. Commander Ocean, come with me. We go into my ready room.
Yep.
I sit down. I do the biometric scan, handprint, mm-hmm. COVID nasal swab, like, yep, all, exactly. Like the whole thing.
Yeah. Bite down, get an imprint of your bite. Yeah, so you're right. Yes.
Exactly. And so I go through, I'm going through the logic tree, and I'm like, exactly how contained must the thing be mm-hmm. in order to step down from Epsilon Protocol enough that we can communicate out normally,
yep.
have traffic on and off the ship.
Sure. And just as a side also, Ocean, this is probably the first time that you have seen the guts of Epsilon Protocol, and that what you are realizing is that it's less of a computer program and more of a true... like a protocol, in that it is a list of rules. It's a list of flags and everything like that. There is a software component, but it's governed by this list of rules that as certain switches get flipped, the software makes this determination about what level of risk the ship is under, which sort of explains to you some of the varying degrees of notifications that you saw when it's like, the ship had prompted you, are we under an Epsilon issue? That kind of thing, right? So it's probably the first time you've seen the guts of it opened up like this. In terms of what Epsilon Protocol would require to be lifted, you do see that there is a pathway in the logic for sort of command function to basically tell the protocol that the situation is defused. And it can provide various things. You can provide various information. So having the Epsilon species be eliminated, have it be dead. Certainly one option.
Yeah.
Have it no longer be under the ship. Because Epsilon Protocol is aware enough to know that there are times when it is working too hard to adequately determine all the information. So there is a pathway for command input into the situation. And so...
I tell the protocol to like look at all the medical records that new is just run about the...
Exactly.
Flag as new information as we realize that this was previously not possible.
Yep. Yep.
And then I also feed it in. I also feed it that we need to go back to the planet to find out more information on why it's dormant.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And do that part of the investigation portion of the mission.
Yep, right. Exactly. In fact, probably worth giving it the information that, hey, the situation, we can't do anything if you're going to lock us out. We can't really, we're stuck here. And we feel like, basically saying, we feel like it's contained. Interacting with that sort of, that level of the protocol, again, it would be the same sort of check that you had to do previously to go ahead and get the transporters to work. Using a function like that is smaller in scope, but you could certainly go ahead and do it. This would be probably like if a 5 difficulty, 5 complication challenge is the hardest, most impossible thing to do, disabling Epsilon Protocol would probably rise to that level, but giving it additional information and in such a way that you can make a decision that you want is probably less of a programming challenge and more of like a savvy type challenge. Try to talk to it in the right way to go ahead and make it do the thing. And it's probably, again, probably like a 3 difficulty, 3 complication challenge to go ahead and make that happen.
So let's, what about reason command?
Yeah, I like reason command.
Can I have Ocean assist me since he's here?
Sure. Yeah, I guess it's the XO. Yeah, so it would be like corroborating. You would have to bid Command Ocean, but you could go ahead and build bid a different attribute if you wanted, or a different discipline.
Command, and I was going to be asking whether or not how extensive the list of protocols, the rules that you mentioned are. Are we looking at a list of 20? Are we looking at a list of 400,000?
It's extensive, yeah.
It is very extensive.
Okay. And the one thing you'll notice is that Tobor is talking to the computer, not like it's a computer, but like it's a judge, a sentient being, almost like legalese.
Okay. So if this is command, I think reason is probably good for that. So I do all not.
Right. You don't get to roll to assist until after Tobor rolls the. But, yeah. You know, but it'll still count. You don't get to roll again.
I was debating whether giving you another threat, but since I know the result, I'll just roll the 2 dice. With the Starfleet protocol and the Epsilon protocol.
It's a 3 difficulty challenge, so...
I was debating, but I'm like, no, with my 17 on the roll and Ocean, we probably got this.
Mm-hmm.
So, 5 and a 7 for 3 successes.
Oof, look at that. And Ocean, you did not succeed on your assistance, is that?
I did not. I rolled an 18.
Okay. Cool. So I get my complication. So you are able to get the protocol to disable. Ocean, you also see that some other systems have come offline.
Specifically what?
So specifically, the force field generators have come offline.
Say again?
I suspect it's probably tied to the ship-wide barium radiation purge that would go on if Epsilon Protocol, if the timer elapsed on the ship. And so the force field generators on the ship are offline. Tanari, you would get that information in engineering also, that the force field generators are offline.
So if we were to purge Epsilon... now it would kill everyone.
It wouldn't be able to purge right now because the generators which produce the Baryton radiation that does the purging, those run through the force field emitters, and the force field emitters are no longer.
I'll take it. Mr. Luson, head us back to the planet, please.